Way to go, Sluggo.
Talk to me, Freaky.
Way to go.
What's up now?
With the weather.
I know, isn't it awesome? Look what I've done.
This is what you've dreamt of your whole life.
A lot of bloodshed to make this happen. A lot of virgins no longer with us. And it was worth it. I mean, if they're not going to put out, you know, and they're going to bring some rain as a result. Boom.
Yeah, but enough.
Enough. Oh, it'll be over in about 3 weeks.
It's enough.
I think about now. 3 weeks.
It's good now.
Got any leaks in your pad?
I do.
Oh, that blows.
Not leaks, but, you know, corners of rooms bulging and turning colors. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I was just telling Stu, the one house I was living at here in Burbank, actually, was like one of the rooms was a shower. You'd walk in, there was like six.
What?
Yeah, it was just pouring.
You just lived that way?
Landlord didn't care. He couldn't care. Oh, really? I don't remember that happened when I was there. Huh. So we took the spilling bong water in there. It just became a hellhole.
Gross.
He didn't really care anymore after a while.
That sounds sick.
But yeah, it was rain like this. Remember back in 1990, I want to say, we had a crazy.
Yeah, I remember the rain in 1990.
Well, you should. It was exciting.
I barely remember yesterday.
Yeah, that's usually the guy. I understand that. That I totally understand.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give me five?
Yeah, footwear. You know, like shoes or hat. No, that's not right,
sir.
That's
not.
Hat. No. But yeah, stuff that goes on your head. I don't know why. Lids, if you will.
Lidsville. You said footwear, though.
Oh, yeah. So if that guy confused me.
Nothing to do with your head.
He confused me. Wow. He said hat.
Somebody's high right
now. Woo!
Who's naked now?
Ah, that's always a good and horrifying question.
People are dumb. One American dollar.
Yeah, I think this one might be a little difficult, but it's very interesting for you.
And your toothbrushes might be hacked.
Ha! Wow.
Plus, we've got tickets to see the Black Crows.
That's right. Yep.
So we'll give those away this hour and in the 5 o'clock hour on 95.5 KLOS. 3 million malware-infected smart toothbrushes.
I have like the Kmart little plastic. I don't think that one's probably going to be spying on me.
I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah.
According to a recent report, around 3 million smart toothbrushes have been infected by hackers.
That rules. What do they do? Do they like get poison your teeth?
That's a great question.
Do they shoot out sugar?
They're just toothbrushes.
Right. Yeah.
How much damage can they do?
Spying on you while you're on the toilet? Who cares?
I don't know.
If that's what they want to...
Do they just not brush? You put it in your mouth and it just fights you?
It says things like your teeth are awful, just give up, you're really gross.
You wake up in the morning and you open your eyes and you're looking down the barrel of your Colgate 360 ready to stab you and put you out of your misery?
Who came up with hacking those, by the way? I mean, I kind of like that idea. If you can hack something...
I think they hacked the company that makes them and so then got access to them.
They're like, look, people have smart toothbrushes.
Why are there smart toothbrushes?
Why? Exactly.
Why are they connected to the internet?
They need to be wired in on every single day. Is there going to be smart toilet paper someday? And what's it going to do when it gets hacked?
So.
The story goes, Aerosmith took a break from recording and went to see Young Frankenstein. And
is that right?
When they said, walk this way, that's where that came from.
All right.
Which I love and I hope is true. And I don't know, but here is a dollar for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Enjoy. Wait. Give it back, you bastard. You need to win it first.
Oh, what are we doing?
I was thinking.
What's the topic?
I forgot already. What is it? I told you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Didn't I say?
You mentioned just before we were on, it was having to do with touring.
Oh, yeah. Bands. So you, it's bands that have toured the most.
Bands that have toured the most.
I haven't given you very much. All right, so how bands that have played the most shows in their careers, for like all these years, and these are ones we all play here on KLOS, every single band, and they're all pretty much the same people for the most part. These aren't all these like weird...
Like this isn't going to be a surprise.
Yeah, no. Well, it is. It's weird. I was surprised to see this list. I don't think I would have really gotten it. And a lot of the names that are on here, I'm like, wow, they've done that many shows.
Well, they have to be older bands, and they have to have toured consistently through the years.
There you go. And they've all been around for a minute and basically still have the same lineup for the most part.
The Rolling Stones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones.
Is my first guess.
It seems like a really, really safe guess, but...
Oh, what?
Not on the list.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, man.
What?
That is such a great what. That's hilarious.
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
So is my second guess.
Oh, what do you know? It's still not on the list.
What?
Let me see if it's down here further down. It's not even further down.
All right, let me think.
They have taken a breather here and there. I guess that's kind of the deal.
Stop. Grateful Dead.
Grateful
and Company.
Dead and Company is...
That has to be on there.
Number 13.
What?
On the list.
Are you crazy?
I'm telling you. That's crazy. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino.
Who cares? This is a terrible game.
At San Manuel. Spend One American Dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
Oh, man. It's tough because bands like the Eagles, you know, broke up.
Yeah, that's true.
Didn't tour for a long time.
And then hell froze over. Remember that? It was really cold.
I'm not going to guess them.
Crazy.
I'm going to guess.
I think it's wise that you're not guessing them to tell you something.
I'm going
to
guess Dave Matthews.
You know, that was the first thing I thought of.
Because he tours endlessly.
All the time.
Thank
you. Not in the top 10.
I'll take that as a plus. So I've gotten one right.
So why not? No, you haven't gotten one right.
I haven't gotten any.
You're getting close to owing me a buck. Unless you can't even win at this point, can you? You do owe me a dollar.
I can't. Well, no, it's only if I don't get
that's
one.
That's true.
I'm going to say Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. I think Aerosmith's on the list. I'm pretty sure. Here, oh yes, number 9.
Yes. Woo! I don't have to pay him.
You don't have to give me a buck.
Fantastic.
But you can't win now at this point. All right, you ready for the whole list?
Yes.
Pretty crazy, man.
How are the Rolling Stones?
I know, right? Well, let's. I'm going to start down a little further down.
Okay.
I'm going to start down at. Let's start at number 20, just really quick.
All right, this is fascinating.
Bon Jovi, Metallica, Slayer, AC/DC, Anthrax, Journey, The Who, Grateful Dead at number 13, Def Leppard at number 12.
I had Def Leppard written down.
And Rush at number 11.
Rush, okay.
Now that's below the top 10.
Right.
So here you go with a top 10. Megadeth.
Wow.
Yeah, they've done 2,436 shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Aerosmith, you got at number 9.
Thank God.
And as of February of 20, they had done 2,454
but
shows.
But they're done now. They mean it this time.
Judas Priest, as of August of 22, had done 2,497
Judas
shows.
Judas Priest, okay.
Iron Maiden is number 7.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen.
Right.
Number 6.
Of course.
Yeah. Kiss.
How do they not think of Kiss?
Is it the halfway point at number 5? The bearded ones, ZZ Top.
ZZ Top?
They like to play a lot of shows. They're number 4. Here's one that I love. It's crazy. I know. I remember all the time playing when I was a kid. Alice Cooper. That dude is always on the stage. He's done 3,225 live shows.
I would not have picked him in my top 30.
I wouldn't have picked Cheap Trick. They're number 2.
What?
But they put on a great live show. They're amazing live. But I never would have guessed number 1.
No way.
Right.
No way.
Never.
Get real.
Are you ready for what's number 1? I should be playing it.
You would never have guessed it.
What number 1 is?
All
never.
Right.
Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh.
Blue Oyster Cult, as of August of 22, had played 4,440 shows.
You know nobody likes you, right?
4,440 shows!
The game works to get 1 out of 10, right?
So congratulations!
Thank you.
You win a dollar.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
I gotta say, we're not being judgmental on these because
I think we are.
Story, well, of course, sure. But as the story goes along, it's always just like, wow.
Yes.
Hold on. You've got to be kidding.
There's 2 or 3 points in every story where you go, was that not a red flag for you?
Even dumber.
How do you keep doing that? 23-year-old dies after crashing small plane he stole from North Texas flight school.
Well, there you go. Let's begin with that.
23-year-old man named Logan Timothy James from Stokesdale, North Dakota.
Stokesdale. Oh, he's up there in Stokesdale.
Was at that school, the flying school.
Oh, he was actually going?
He was a student.
He was at least a student.
Yes.
Okay.
He hadn't learned enough, apparently.
Clearly not.
Because he stole a plane, mm-hmm. was able to take off in that plane.
You know, the important thing is landing.
But he didn't stick the landing.
No, that's the important thing.
The landing apparently was just straight down into the ground.
I forgot I haven't learned how to land. Yeah,
I'm only partway through my school.
You were supposed to just go straight down.
Stole the plane and died like 2 minutes later.
2 minutes?
Yeah, it was like not even a flight.
It's
he
not
just
even
stole
a joyride.
It, took off, and then probably wet himself and died.
So here's the deal. If you're taking one of those classes and you want to steal a plane, which
right.
of course you will want to.
Sure.
Make sure you know how to land.
Hold on till the end of the course.
Yeah, just finish the landing part.
It seems like... That's obvious. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about the rain and the flooding.
Love half of that.
You don't love the flooding.
No.
Look, we don't like the destructive part of a lot of things.
Yeah.
But the rain is so annoying to me.
Oh, it's just wonderful. Look at it out there. It's all just, I mean, we're on the 8th floor here in Burbank. You can't see the hills that are so close to us. It's so dark. It is awesome. This is perfect. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Love the rain. Love it.
I'm bummed. It's been going on for weeks now, it feels like.
Pouring. I mean, how much? 13 inches in the Los Angeles area?
I think so.
Yeah. I understand that.
Right. So, all right.
Enough. Yeah, but you know, I will say, there is, of course, one thing I can't stand about the rain.
All right, so that's the topic. The rain is a pain in your ass because.
Why? Fill in the blank. For me, it's my dog.
The dog does not get a walk.
She has to, of course. I mean, you know, we don't really like her to pee and poop in the house. I mean, you know.
Right.
Whatever. But it's kind of funny. This one, actually, she doesn't think that I control the world and the weather like my dogs I've had before. They all would just sit there and stare at me and be drenched. And like, why don't you fix this? Make it stop raining.
Just stare
at
me. Just
they wouldn't pee or poop.
Rock bottom you and like, yes. Why don't you stop this?
I have to hold an umbrella over them or find an overhang somewhere. It's ridiculous. This one just looks mad, gets it done, goes right back in the house. She rules. She's the best dog ever.
Yeah.
This one's like, oh, this sucks.
I was chasing our dog around the backyard with an umbrella, too. And she was just going like she was avoiding gunfire. She was like dodging left and a hard right. It was really impossible to follow her.
How stupid do you feel with an umbrella
really dumb.
Over your dog?
Really dumb.
I mean, I have to go out on the street with an umbrella over my dog, and I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't usually care what people think. I usually couldn't care any less. That one bugs me. That one just feels so stupid.
Because you are stupid.
It's so stupid.
We are all stupid with our pets. That's the way it goes.
So the dog, that's the same thing with the time change. One of the reasons I don't like that, because she will not do her business an hour early or an hour late.
She's got a schedule.
She does. She's keeping to it.
Try to mess her up.
But it's like the only thing I don't like about the rain. I mean, you know, let's not talk about driving in the rain. We know what a pain in the ass that is.
Let's not talk about, like, bad accidents. Let's not talk about your house is sliding down
right.
A hill.
We're horrified for you, but that's not what we're looking. You know, like,
we're not emotionally equipped to handle serious calls. So don't bring them to us.
You know, like, you know, maybe you walk to work or you bike to work or whatever. And you can't in this weather.
Motorcycle,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the things that make you hate the rain.
818-955-KLOS. Rain is a pain in your ass because... Fill in the blank. 818-955-KLOS.
I love this rain. I love this rain.
I know you do.
There are some things I don't love about it, though. We should
even
talk about it.
You that likes it.
Yes.
There are things that are pains in the ass.
I will absolutely admit that.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I wanted to tell you why the rain's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
I have to get out of the door about 20 minutes earlier for my kiddo because we got to jump in puddles and... get in the door safely, but yes, I encourage her to jump in the puddles, but that's out extra time to my commute in the morning.
Oh, that's awesome. So you as a mom are like, yes, have fun in the rain, even though it makes me leave 20 minutes early, which sucks.
Absolutely.
Yay.
I mean, if I want to jump in a puddle too, why not?
And that's awesome.
I love
Good
it.
Good for you.
Good for you. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, talking about the pain in the butt rain.
Yep. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm a truck driver.
Oh man.
You know, they think that I can stop that thing on a dime. It's like, no, but I'd make change out of your car.
Love
Thank
that.
You
That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Hey, the rain is a pain in my ass because I ride a motorcycle daily.
And do you now?
Today I lucked out, but the other day when we were getting all the flash flood warnings, I was in about a foot of water on my bike.
Holy cow.
Through the highway.
Wow.
That wasn't fun. An hour drive turned into a 13-hour mission on the highway.
Wow.
But yeah, the rain sucks on that note.
Yeah, that would blow. That absolutely would blow. Thanks for calling, man.
You need to steal a car.
We can help you do that, actually. 818-955-KLOS.
The rain is a pain in your ass because why?
You know how much I love the rain.
I do.
My dog is trying to make me hate the rain.
Yes, of
Every
course.
Time I take her out, she's like, I refuse to do my business unless you hold an umbrella over my head and look stupid.
Anybody with pets knows that. That pain. We're talking about rain is a pain in your ass because?
The rain is a pain in the ass because I'm a tree guy.
You're a tree guy, meaning what? You're a gardener?
I'm an arborist. for a public entity.
Oh, interesting.
So you got no work for however long this lasts.
Oh, no. The last couple of days, 22 hours overtime, calls in the middle of the night.
So you're working so much more than normal.
Yeah, the rain creates work for us.
Wow. What's the craziest tree fall or whatever you've ever seen?
Ooh, man. We had a few years back, we had one over in Whittier that about 100 footer split in half and got two houses, three cars, and a camper shell.
Wow. Damn. Wow.
That must have made some sound coming down, too.
Yeah, I got there when it was already down, but yeah, we were there for 2 days cleaning up that mess.
Wow.
And luckily nobody got hurt.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, right on. It's rough, man.
Yeah, right on. Okay. Well, awesome. Perfect. Thank you for calling.
Stay safe. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? You know why I hate the rain? I'm an electrician. It doesn't mix with what I do. I spent 2 days installing floodlights on the outside of a house because it was a scheduled job and I had to wear a rain suit the whole time.
Oh, man.
So you kept working. You worked yesterday?
I own the company. I got to get it done.
Wow.
Damn.
No, you don't. You can say, sorry, customer.
I don't want to be electrocuted today.
Look up in the air. Nope.
I got to pay the bills.
All right.
Hey, let me ask you something. You know, I was living in San Francisco for a little while, and this backyard would flood. And it was a cheap, old, horrible house, and I'd have to go out and throw the circuit breaker all the time. So I was standing in ankle-deep water dealing with the, the fuse box.
Yeah.
Like throwing. Is there any way I could have been electrocuted with that?
Probably not, because the handles are plastic.
Okay, because it sure freaked me out, man.
Yeah, of course.
The whole time, every time I had to do it, and it was like 3 or 4 times a day in the rainstorms in San Francisco.
Everything I was doing, I was working dead, and then I went inside the attic and tied everything in, so I wasn't working anything live outside, but I was soaked and cold and miserable.
Yeah,
man.
I hear you. Right on, man.
Working outdoors and having to stay at work sucks. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Why do you hate the rain?
Because every time it rains, my office building springs a leak. And so in order to sit at my desk, I have to bob and weave through the drips through the ceiling.
How annoying.
Buckets everywhere, and it's flooded, and it happens every time it rains.
And they just refuse to fix it?
Yeah, they don't try?
I feel like they are trying, but it's an old building, and I don't think they do that kind of job, obviously. But yeah, it's a pain.
The old bucket fix.
Would you like the rain otherwise if you weren't getting a free shower at work?
I do. I actually love the rain.
Yeah, but it can be very annoying because of that.
Yes, it can.
Especially when the water drips on your head.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, that's not great.
Filthy water. Gross.
Thank you.
Right on.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The rain is a pain in your ass because?
I hate rain.
How come?
I hate rain because I was at my friend's house, and he's on a hillside and outside of Beverly Hills. And I was helping him pull some water out with a shop vac, and the whole hillside behind his house, mud flow came down and went through his house while we were in there.
That is not good.
I ran out of the house for my life, so I don't like rain because of that.
Yeah, that's a fair reason for not. Absolutely. Yeah, the landslides are horrifying.
Don't blame you.
I used to live in Hollywood up in the hills, and I always want to drive up there and just see if that place is still standing because it was so... Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hey. Rain is a pain in my ass because I don't have a car and I have to ride my bicycle to get groceries.
Oh, man.
Everything, dude.
Damn.
I mean, I don't have to pay for car insurance and shoot.
Right.
But it saves me a little bit of money and keeps me in
jail. Yeah, I did that. I had about 6-7 months at one point in my adult life. I didn't have a car. I just had my bike. And when it would rain, and it did in Phoenix sometimes, it's terrible. You got to plan ahead. You got to stock up like you're living in the middle of nowhere.
I've been waiting for the freaking helpful Honda guys to stop by and they have.
Dude. We'll put in a word.
I worked for a long time with our next guest. I want to say up front that I love him.
You are a big fan of this guy.
Because
you really are.
It's not going to sound like it. Because Dave, the King of Mexico.
Yay! Hey, dude.
Hello.
Has always claimed that he never uses windshield wipers.
Dave, before we get into that, I got to tell you, of all the people that Kevin has missed that's talked about over at the other place, you are at the top of the list. That is not a joke.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
But you're dumb.
It's a little sweet and a little terrifying.
He never uses windshield wipers.
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't understand what that means. You don't turn them on in your car?
Listen, Sluggo, yes. I don't know if you know this, but the windshield wipers are like the most useless part of the car, right? Like when the rain hits the windshield, it just zoops right off. So you're driving fast, as Kevin will say, drive faster in the rain. And then the rain just zoops right off your windshield. It goes zoop, zoop, zoop.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that verb.
It's not a verb. It's not a word. He's made up zoop. I don't know what that is. But rain, if it's coming down hard enough, doesn't just do that.
Yeah, when it's just sprinkling. What about when it's getting in with all the dirt that's been on your window for the last 3 years and you haven't washed the car like me? You can't see. Do you not use it then, the windshield wipers then?
No, because the rain does the job of cleaning.
It doesn't, though.
It washes your car.
Right, but it doesn't. The thing about that is that it doesn't do that.
Yeah, I don't find that to be the case.
I've tried it several times.
Have you?
After we've had these arguments. I'll go out and I'll try it for 5 seconds and just go, this is unsafe.
Oh, is that when you crashed into that phone pole in the last rainstorm?
I just go, this is unsafe. I'm not going to keep doing it.
It's very unsafe.
It's ridiculous. Wait a minute. Let me ask you a qualifying question.
Yes.
Do you treat your window with some of those products? Because some of those products claim that they make your windshield slick and the rain won't stick.
So like what you could use in the bedroom as well, that same kind of...
Lube?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly talking about lube.
No? But do you put that on your windshield?
Absolutely not.
You don't?
Absolutely not. This is just more products that they're trying to sell you, man. Just like windshield wipers. Don't need it.
Dave,
and the rain and your speed does the job for you.
But here's what I'll tell you. If I believed that, I would be dead right now from my drive into work.
Ooh, look, try that tomorrow.
I'll tell you right now. I'm not dead. At least I don't think I am.
Please,
but,
God.
You know?
From your mouth to God's ears.
So listen, Dave, let me suggest something for you. You know, when you're smoking the marijuana and you're using the marijuana cigarette or you're using a pipe or whatever, and then you switch to a water bong and it's no longer hot, you can get a lot more smoke in your system. I'm just saying if you try your windshield wipers, you find a whole new world opens up to you.
Because you literally can see the road and traffic and other things.
You can see the old lady you're about to run over.
You know what you see, Sluggo? You see these little things just in the windshield, just in your way. They're distracting you. In fact, I should sue them for distracting drivers all across this country.
Windshield wipers.
You know what? You're sued, windshield wipers. You're sued.
See what we had to deal with?
Wow, that is really odd.
Yeah.
I love it, but it's odd
as
hell.
He's stuck with it now for about 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just a complete lie.
Yeah. I don't know.
100% lie.
See, that's the thing. I don't think anybody would lie about that because it's so weird.
Because it's too dumb to lie about, Sluggo. That's why.
I do have to admit something.
Yeah.
Like, I'll come clean and say that when I do have a passenger in my car, I have to use them because it makes them feel comfortable. And I do feel like a fraud, right? Like, I feel like a fraud.
See, that makes me believe it. That's a very good part of a... That's a lie.
That's
brilliant.
A solid backup for a lie.
Yeah. So how long do you make them suffer before you go ahead and throw on the windshield wipers, King O Mexico?
At least I drive until they say, hey, can you put the windshield wipers on?
Can you see?
After you've hit like three bicyclists and...
After you've careened off of seven different cars.
Yeah, we don't need them on the street.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
We do need fewer cars, so thank you for that.
Thanks, Dave.
We're going to do Gimme Five in about 7 minutes. Footwear.
Yeah.
Feet, socks, shoes, whatever you got. Songs
anything
about that.
Goes on your foot. We want to put it in a song for you.
Gimme Five.
Do you high five people, Kevin, when they want a high five?
I do.
You don't.
It's a reaction.
Yeah, I'm really good at leaving them hanging.
Are you?
Yeah, but I'll give people five on this, I guess.
Give them five songs?
Yeah, why not?
Footwear.
You know, it's amazing every time we find some word in a song title, how many more turn up.
That's true.
And I don't think we've ever done shoes or boots or anything that goes on your foot, so...
Socks, Crocs.
No Crocs. Give us a call if you can think of anything. 818-955-KLOS.
All right. Hey, songs with shoes. I got a few of them for you. Take your pick.
Let's hear it.
My Adidas, Run DMC, I believe.
Ah, nice.
Sure.
That's Fairies Wear Boots.
Only Fairies Wear Boots. You know, I found that to be true.
And how about an Old Maiden classic from 1983, Die With Your Boots On?
Brian in San Pedro and Byron Nelson both wanted to hear Die With Your Boots On, Iron Maiden.
And I also got a call for it as well. Thank you for calling in, 818-955-KLOS. Songs about shoes or boots. You got one?
Yeah, I got a song
boots were made for walking.
These boots were made for walking. I love Nancy Sinatra. I'm a big fan of hers.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
Ah, how dare you, sir? should I have him flogged?
Yeah.
That one's for Mariah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Give me five songs about footwear.
Footloose.
More Sabbath in a second on a two for Tuesday.
We were talking earlier this morning.
This morning.
We were talking
flashback
earlier in the show about a weird 3 million toothbrushes were hacked.
3 million toothbrushes were hacked because they're quote smart.
They're smart toothbrushes.
Stop it.
Connected to the internet.
That's ridiculous.
And they got hacked.
Good.
And we were guessing, like, what could you possibly do with a hacked toothbrush?
But also, why the hell would you have one?
Right, agreed.
But once they are hacked, so we figured we should probably talk to Trixie.
Trixie is our internet specialist. Hey, Trixie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So you got a hold of me and said what?
Yeah, so these smart toothbrushes, they're being hacked so they can attack another website.
Well, how does that happen? I mean, what
is the tooth fairy behind this?
So, yeah, what happened is these smart toothbrushes, they're all connected to the internet, like you mentioned, so that way they feed into an app and they tell you how you're brushing your teeth, pretty much. Right? So what people
are
really
so
do is,
dumb.
So dumb.
People
I'm sorry.
Don't update their apps, right?
Right.
And a lot of these companies just don't update their software. So these hackers know this. They find a way into their systems. And then from there, then they reach out to all the toothbrushes that aren't updated. And they pretty much, they take over them. And they're in a way, they're called zombies.
Zombie toothbrushes.
Zombie toothbrushes.
Wow.
That's the headline.
2024 for the win.
I think they're playing Coachella, by the way.
But, they rock.
Yeah, so the zombies, because they're taken over by somebody and they're controlled by somebody else, they're also known as bots. And then a group of them are called botnets.
Okay.
And so what happens is, instead of the toothbrushes talking to the app, the hacker will tell these toothbrushes, send all your traffic or all your internet connection and all the data to a certain website. And when you have 3 million toothbrushes that are taken over and they're directing all their traffic towards a website, that website's going to crash.
So wait, so you're telling me...
Oh, so they're trying to just wreck it and burn it.
You're telling me there's a company somewhere that goes, its website goes down, and they say, we need to figure out who hacked us. And somebody comes back and goes, toothbrushes. I mean, honestly, it was toothbrushes.
Exactly.
Really?
Toothbrushes, give me $250,000. Yep, here's your answer, toothbrush.
Holy cow!
That's exactly what happened, yeah. So... until that company that makes the toothbrushes updates their software.
We've got zombie toothbrushes on the loose.
Zombie toothbrushes on the loose.
The future is ridiculous. It's not scary or bizarre or weird. It's just stupid.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that you don't need to connect your toothbrush to the internet.
No, exactly. Well,
probably figure that out on yourself.
All right, the classic one like Sluggo was saying.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Trixie. We always appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Anytime, guys.
Take care.
Who's naked now? Who's naked now?
Of all the important questions we ask, I think this is one of the most important.
The airport in Atlanta is an international airport. I think it's one of the biggest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wild day for a woman at that airport. A few days ago, Atlanta police said just before noon, officers with the Atlanta Police Airport Section responded to a disorderly conduct at gate E1.
E1.
So the person said, hey, we're not going to let you on the plane because you're already acting a fool.
You're acting like a total nut. The last thing we're going to have is you 20,000 feet in the air.
The suspect, who police identified as Leslie Hernandez Zapata, was told that her boarding pass was denied.
Denied.
Officials escorted Zapata from the gate to the terminal to the police car.
Okay.
Now, it's not over yet. She got away from them.
Oh, she slipped away from the cops.
She ran away from the cops.
Really? That's not easy to do.
Now, I don't understand this next part because it seems like 1 minute we're on Earth and the next we're on Mars. They don't explain how, but somehow she ran away from the cops in the police car outside the airport onto the tarmac.
She got out on the tarmac?
Yes.
Wow. Which, I mean, you got away from the cops. You go into town. You don't go in back to the airport, well, let alone out there.
She wasn't finished yet.
Oh, I see.
Apparently, police say Zapata spat on officers as they chased her.
I've taught you a lesson.
Down the tarmac. Wow. The Atlanta airport.
Can you imagine you're sitting there, you just landed after 14 hours in the air, and you're like, welcome to America. There's a lady to your left you might see spitting at the police.
And now she's peeing on herself.
Yeah, she's peeing on herself.
And now she's taking off her clothes.
Off go those clothes,
ladies. I don't know how she stayed in front of them for so long.
Right.
To be able to do all of that. How do you take off your clothes quickly while you're running? I don't get it.
Yeah, when I'm being chased by the police, it does.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. Hey, I got to get these clothes off. They're slowing me down. That's not what I think. She was covered by other clothing items and then taken to county jail.
They're like, nobody needs to see that lady.
They didn't let
her slip away that time,
huh? They did not, no. Once she was on the tarmac at the Atlanta International Airport without her clothes on, after spitting on cops and peeing on herself, that was enough for her. People are special.
That's a fact.
Then that word can mean whatever you need it to mean.
Yeah, they're very important. Very self-important.
Are these your shoes?
No.
Is the headline.
Okay.
There's a picture of two sandals.
Okay.
So my kitten is apparently a klepto. At first, we only noticed a hand towel or two showing up in our backyard. After the towel, she began home plums, then leaving them around the bedroom. But last week, she stole someone's shoe, and thankfully, I was able to find the owner and return it.
Wow. Wait, how old is this kid?
Cat.
Oh, cat.
Yes, a cat.
Well, that makes more sense. That's funny.
Now, this morning after returning the stolen shoe, these two shoes showed up at my back door. Like a well-earned prize, my kitty was quite proud of herself.
Cats are so weird. I mean, you see them barely being able to get down the street with some large item in their mouth, their cat mouth.
If these are your shoes, can you please let me know so I can return them? And in the future, if shoes or anything small goes missing from your porches, I apologize in advance for my resident cat burglar.
What gets into their cat heads anyway? Oh, you know what? I need to take this home. That dumbbell doesn't have enough shoes.
I don't know. Here's an update.
Oh, good.
To Are These Your Shoes?
Yeah.
Okay, so my cat burglar has been busy this week. I now have three complete pairs of shoes. So six shoes. And six single shoes.
Wow.
One children's towel and a pair of work gloves.
You can bring home something useful, cat.
There's a picture of all of this stuff. So then he says, if anyone recognizes any of this stuff, please DM me and I'll get back to you and try and
that is so weird.
Give you the stuff.
That
the
is
cat
funny.
Is stealing stuff from the neighbors.
Well, at least he's putting it out there. He's not just throwing it away.
That's true.
This cat wandering off with everyone's stuff.
Here's another Nextdoor app message.
Mm-hmm.
Huge orgy and swingers party at such and such park Saturday night at 9:30.
Now I think I might sign up for this app.
But hold up.
Yes.
You can't have an orgy in a park.
Who says?
Can you?
No, absolutely not. But who says?
I don't.
Who's going to shut it down?
Well, I'm just.
That's nice.
The man?
The man.
You know the man's going to shut it down. You know that for a fact.
That's true, especially if you put it on a social media site.
Right.
Hey, everybody. We were planning on having a party, but then that dumbbell over there told them.
Put it on the Nextdoor app.
Yep.
This is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Inconsiderate farting.
As opposed to considerate farting?
Yesterday, I was on one of my evening walks when I passed someone in their front yard talking on the phone. As I walked by, said person passed gas.
Well, that's why they're outside.
Rather largely, without even trying to conceal it.
That's why they're outside on the phone.
Naturally, this upset me.
Naturally, Karen.
And ruined my train of thought.
Yay, good.
Not to mention it smelled.
Not to mention.
If you feel you need to break wind, which is my favorite way to say
it. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Please do it in a place that won't affect passersby. If you go outside, please go to your backyard.
Oh, my God.
Or another place that's away from the public eye.
How about not walk in front of my house and expect me to not be blowing gas?
Let's all work to make this community better.
Oh, shut up.
And that's Weekend Next Door App Update. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy stole a plane and then crashed it because he hadn't learned yet how to land it.
You know, if you're going to steal a plane, and who doesn't want to?
Right.
I suppose learning how to land it first might be a good idea.
That seems.
Just FYI.
Yeah. I lost one American dollar by not being able to guess four of the top 10 bands that have played the most concerts.
And I have to say, I would have never guessed. It just never even occurred to me that Blue Oyster Cult would be at the top of that list, having played the most concerts, 4,440 over the years.
I'd like a fact check on
that. Okay, hold on a second. Checking. Oh, no, that's completely wrong.
And most people hate the rain because of their pets.
I refuse to poop. Make it stop raining. All right, I'm off to pet the wet kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Damn good new stuff from the Black Crowes, Wanting and Waiting, and they're going to be showing up this Thursday at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. We've got tickets to it because it's our show.
Yep.
And we just gave away a pair to Daniel Vasquez. He was caller 25 out in Ontario. If you want to get in on this tiny little show that's going to be Marcy and Matt, then be listening between 5 and 6. Your next chance to win then.
I got to say, that band is a band you have to see live.
They are.
You have
to
see them live.
So good.
So I don't know if there's still tickets available for the Greek April 12th, but if they are, get them.
Sleep with whomever you need to get in. Right now,
we have two tickets to the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. An intimate interview with Marcy and Matt Pinfield, followed by a live performance. It is this Thursday at 1 p.m., and we will take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
There's a place in Redondo Beach.
Redondo Beach.
Called Seashore Fur Babies. They make a bunch of pet accessories locally made there.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's someone in there by the name of Melissa who always listens to KLOS while that's going on.
Well done. Thank you.
We love you, Melissa, at Seashore Fur Babies in Redondo Beach. William Bruce Rose Jr. was born on this day in rock in 1962 in Lafayette, Indiana. A.K.A. Axl Rose. Do you remember that movie called Light of Day, starring Michael J. Fox and Joan Jett? It was released in cinemas on this day in rock in 1987. All about the band, the Barbusters. The sequel to Ozzy's 1992 tour, billed as the No More Tours Tour, called the final global tour, No More Tours Tour 2. It's very confusing. It was announced on this day in rock in 2018.